My guest at this time is former Colorado Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave. She served three terms in the House of Representatives from Colorado's 4th Congressional District. She is now Vice President for Government Affairs at the Susan B. Anthony List, which is a pro-life organization with a special commitment to electing pro-life women to office. And for the next few minutes, we'll be discussing a new Government Accountability Office report suggesting that taxpayers may indeed be paying for abortions through Obamacare, even though at the last minute, the president insisted that wouldn't be the case. And Marilyn, thanks very much for being with us.
Well, you're very welcome. Isn't it interesting that Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, could have been stopped if pro-life legislators had held? And look at where we are now. You know, my mom told me never to say I told you so, but here we are.
This is the way that the Associated Press reads the story. The Government Accountability Office said in a report released late Monday that only one of 18 insurers that it reviewed was separately itemizing a charge for coverage of elective abortions on enrollees' bills. That detail is important because the original compromise that President Barack Obama sealed with anti-abortion Democrats stipulated that no federal funds would be used to pay for elective abortions. Instead, private health plans covering the procedure would collect a separate premium, which would be segregated from federal subsidies for other medical services. So if 17 of 18 aren't doing that itemization, Congresswoman, does that mean that we're essentially helping to pay the bill?
Absolutely. Taxpayers are funding abortion. You know, to the average person out there, when you talk about the Hyde Amendment, they don't know what you're talking about, but it was work done in Congress by Henry Hyde from Illinois that would prevent our tax dollars from being used to pay for abortion. Well, here we are. At the last minute, this administration cut a deal with pro-life Democrats who said they were pro-life, but they voted for Obamacare, that would violate the Hyde Amendment. But supposedly, this little accounting gimmick was going to take care of that. Well, now this report from a nonpartisan government watchdog says that taxpayers are funding abortion. And not only that, this is the administration that said, you know, transparency, you know, we're going to be the most transparent administration in history. And here we are now. People, whether they're pro-life or pro-abortion, can't figure out if abortion on demand is included in their coverage. So taxpayer funding of abortion and no transparency.
The Associated Press story also says this: the new GAO review did not address the fundamental question of whether federal subsidies under the health law are being used for elective abortions. In a written response, the Health and Human Services Department said it acknowledges that additional clarification may be needed, quote unquote, when it comes to the health law's provisions on abortion. So apparently they didn't look into the actual money flow, but you're saying that there's no way you can have this lack of itemization without taxpayer funding being involved.
That's exactly what I'm saying. And interestingly enough, when then Secretary of Health and Human Services Kathleen Sebelius was testifying, there were members of Congress that asked for this information, you know, on transparency and questions about the surcharge. And she said that she would get that information to them. Well, evidently, the information is still not available.
One of the things I remember from the debate, and of course, it was this furious finish. I think it was a Sunday vote in the House of Representatives, Congresswoman, and this compromise came down with the pro-life Democrats and the president promising to sign an executive order. And even before the vote happened later that day, there were a lot of folks on your side of this debate saying, look, if the statute passed by Congress says the taxpayer dollars can be used to fund abortion, it doesn't really matter what an executive order does because the statute trumps the order. So should anyone be surprised by this?
Well, they shouldn't. Evidently, it took individuals like Bart Stupak a little while to be surprised that the executive order was worthless. But even now, he acknowledges that. He was the leader of the so-called pro-life Democrats that could have stopped Obamacare, again, over this life issue. So this report is very damning today. It shows that when the president said that there wouldn't be abortion coverage in this, that taxpayers wouldn't be funding it, that's not true. And so here we are once again with huge problems with Obamacare. you know, there are key races in the country today, races that will determine which party controls the United States Senate and whether or not legislation like the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act will be heard, that are really at play in this. And Susan B. Anthony List is getting information to voters about senators in Arkansas, Louisiana, and North Carolina that voted for Obamacare, that indeed voted for taxpayer funding of abortion. Louisiana is the number one pro-life state in the nation. Arkansas is number two. North Carolina is solidly pro-life. So this issue, I believe, will have a great impact on the elections in November.
Congresswoman, you've probably answered my next question, but perhaps in addition to the elections coming up, what are other ways that this revelation from the GAO can be reversed? In other words, what can be done to change the fact that taxpayer dollars are being used for abortions? What's the way to actually make sure that what was promised back in 2010 is the reality?
Well, the only way to ensure that we have a remedy for this is the immediate passage of the No Taxpayer Funding of Abortion Act. And right now it's being blocked in the Senate by Harry Reid. And, you know, you have to realize the Obama administration has had years to deal with this problem. They've refused to do it. And so it's going to take a United States Senate with a majority of senators that will be ready to vote and pass the No Taxpayer Funding of Abortion Act. And I believe after November, it's very likely that we will see a Senate that will be willing to do that and take up this legislation and then give it to the president. We'll see if he's going to stay true to what he said those years ago.
Congresswoman, you mentioned three races in particular for the U.S. Senate. Louisiana, where Senator Landrieu is in a very tough fight. Senator Pryor in Arkansas, Senator Hagan in North Carolina. In addition to those races, where else is Susan B. Anthony List focused in this campaign?
Well, we're certainly looking at Colorado, where Mark Udall, Senator Mark Udall, is so pro-abortion that he even refused to ban partial birth abortions. Yet he's attacking Congressman Cory Gardner, who's his opponent, because he's extreme on the issue. Well, you know, we need to know whether or not Mark Udall will, you know, come clean on his, he appears to be a moderate, but he supports taxpayer funding of abortion. He would not support banning partial birth abortion. He does not support the Unborn Child Pain Capable Act. So he's very extreme on this issue. You look at states like Alaska, where the senator there is out of touch with the voters in that state when it comes to this issue. It's a great time to be pro-life. Science is on our side. People are starting to understand issues like the unborn child being capable of feeling pain. They don't want their tax dollars going for abortion. They recoil at the thought of sex selection abortion. So these senators in many of these states are out of touch.
Congresswoman, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for your time today. We greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg.
Former Colorado Congresswoman Marilyn Musgrave, she's now Vice President for Government Affairs at the Susan B. Anthony List. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.